You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
It is now 9:07 here at WCCO. Welcome back. Thank you so much for sticking and staying with us right here at WCCO Radio. There's a lot going on. This is the hour. This is the last hour of the night. And the 9 o'clock hour is all about arts and entertainment. We hope that you want to know about it, that you'll get out and see all of these unique and interesting pieces that are going on all over the place in the Twin Cities metro area and beyond. Don't forget about all of the theaters and different places all over the state of Minnesota. It's just, we have a way with the arts and entertainment, and it just really works here in the state of Minnesota. I'm grateful to be a part of it. My first guest is someone that I've known for a while. She is very gifted. Her family is gifted. And if you don't know her, her name is Kathleen Johnson. She is a vocalist and so much more. And she is joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to tell us about this event coming up on November 4th and November 5th. How are you, Kathleen?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I love reading about you. Every time I see you, I go, oh, man, I didn't get tickets in time, you know, that sort of thing. So it's really good to hear your voice. Tell us about the big shows that are coming up.
Well, you know, I am so blessed and honored to be asked to join the Blue Gardenia show at the Capri Theater on Saturday night and then a matinee on Sunday. And I am in the company with, of course, Dennis Spears inviting me, and then Thomasina Petras, and then the wonderful Patty Lacey.
Yeah, that Patty. Mm-hmm. She is perfect pitch. Perfect pitch.
Oh, my goodness.
Seriously.
Yes.
So
yes.
Tell me more about the Blue Gardenia. I know it's happening on November 4th at 7 p.m., and then the Sunday matinee, as you mentioned, November 5th is at 3 p.m., but I'm curious to know, what is the Blue Gardenia?
Well, you know, when Dennis told me the title, I was just like, this is just so beautiful, because, well, I am singing Etta James.
Oh,
and
yes.
Yes, I'm singing Etta James, and Thomasina, of course, she's doing Billie Holiday, and then
she does it so well, doesn't she? Oh my goodness!
Yes, it's crazy, but Patty is doing Phyllis Hyman, and I mean,
oh no, kidding! I had a chance to meet her. Javita was performing with oh my God, Whalum, Kurt Whalum. And they were on tour, and there she was. She was right there on stage after Kurt finished, and I was like in awe. I saw her perform in right near Indianapolis, and she was awesome. Mm-hmm. That deep, rich voice of hers, man, incredible. Okay, tell me more. Yeah. Tell me more.
Well, I mean, this is just an opportunity for me to be at the Capri. I mean, the Capri Theater is where I would sneak away to see movies back in the day, coming from South Minneapolis and getting on the 4 to, you know, go over to see movies. And just to be in that theater and performing this kind of music that no matter what you hear these songs, is just going to take you back and give you some good feelings and some memories. And, you know, just the three of us, I mean, Dennis, he chose, I'm just going to say, he chose the right ones to channel the energy of these three vocalists. And like when I close my eyes with Thomasina, when I close my eyes with Patty, I feel these artists, the spirit, you know, of them being like, wow, look at these ladies, you know, doing the do with the vocals and the passion and the, you know, everything that they went through in their lives, their stories.
Yeah.
You know,
and when you have an opportunity to do something like this, you have the opportunity to do research, which you're good at that research and find those songs, those pearls that many people haven't heard. Right. Did you find some of those? And can you tell us a couple of them?
Well, you know, I actually, of course, when I've been studying Etta James for, gosh, I mean, really, honestly, I started studying in like 2009 because I just had decided that if I'm going to be a singer, I want to also mentor. And I tell the people that I mentor to go and study not only her, why she sung like she sang, but, you know, everything that she's gone through in her life. I mean, when you do that, you do with like anybody, Whitney, Tina Turner, Aretha, you just, you know, when I was younger, I just sung the songs. But as I got older, I was like, wow, I just want to know, what is this song about, really and truly? And I just feel like you can present it better. You know, you can present it, be more serious about the quality of it and the passion and the meaning of it when you study the artist.
Right. And these are three black women that are coming together, correct? So you're doing the music of Billie Holiday, as you said, Etta James and Phyllis Hyman. Do you think that people here in the great state of Minnesota, especially in the Twin Cities, will understand or remember or know some of those songs about Phyllis? Are you telling a bit of the story, or are you just saying, hey, let's get out there and do these incredible songs?
You know, I think if I think about Patty, you know, singing, it's funny because you know, she's Luther's backing vocalist.
That's
as
right.
Well, and I'm able to just be able to, wow, I'm singing.
Luther sang at her wedding, didn't he?
Yeah. And just, you know that they just are just taking it so serious. A lot, you know, a lot of times singers will just sing songs, or they'll get in a band, or, you know, get in the next band, and then the band leader will just give them this music and say, hey, this is what we need you to do. And it's not really for them. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not really what would bring them into the best light, first of all. But then the artists and everything that they were about is lost. Like just singing a song just because it's a hit or whatever, right?
Right.
But Etta James, I mean, I'm still, and every time I do a theme show and I go back and I read or I look deeper, it's just, wow, that's all I got to say.
Exactly.
Wow, that's the reason,
and that's what you have to say about Etta James. And I have to tell you, I had a chance to see her perform at, what is that casino called? Mystic Lake. And they have that big 4,000 seat amphitheater. No, that's a theater inside. And it's really, it was quite remarkable. When she came out, it started out as a great concert. And then all of a sudden, things really changed. And she just wasn't feeling well.
You could really tell.
And that's the whole thing. When you guys, when we get on stage as singers, especially you, Kath, what do you do to prepare?
you know what, I really have to, like, the full week, and I do this better now because I'm retired from the Minneapolis
Retired?
Department.
Oh, hey!
I'm retired, you know, my building burnt down, right? That was my building. I was like, I'm not going back, I don't care what building it's in. But I really just feel like just taking care of yourself, eating right, and, I mean, literally having to, you know, everything from stretching out your body to, you know, drinking your water, and just to really be like, I want to feel as good as I can feel for, I don't care if I'm just singing one song, you know, because when we run around and do so much and we're so tired from doing this, that, and the other, and then we have to perform, we're still able to do it and sell it. But if you don't feel good and excited and strong and, you know, everything you need as far as energy to go and present an Etta James vocally, you know what I mean. It's a full body.
It is. And she had a very hard time on that stage. That woman was singing and singing and singing.
Man.
And even, no matter even, see, that's the thing. If you are gifted to be able to have, to be the ability to sing, I don't know. I keep telling people, somebody's got to tell me when I'm done. And I'm still not going to listen.
Yes, me too. I be telling my kids that all the time. I'm like, you guys, will you tell me when I, you know, will somebody just keep it real? And if you do keep it real, I'll see if I'll listen to you or not. I'll, you know.
That's your choice, huh? I'll let you know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's hard. It's rough. It, you know, it's really, I call it the road to the stage to be like, and then I make it there. And it's not easy, right?
Right.
It's always something.
Right.
Then you wake up the next morning, and then you're looking around like, okay, now what's going to be my next, you know, thing? I think I'm going to take 3 months off and, you know, go do something else. And something just pulls you, just snatches you.
It's called the gift, honey. That's what it is. That's what snatches
right
you,
back.
Right? I wish we had more time to talk. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's just been wonderful talking to you, Kathleen Johnson. If you don't know who she is, you got to go see the show. Tell people where the website is. What time should they arrive, even?
Well, you go to the Capri website, and, you know, the doors, they usually are opening in a year, I mean, like an hour before. But on Saturday, 7 p.m., and then, you know, that time, that's what the show is. And then on Sunday, 3 p.m.
All right. I am excited for you. I know that I can't come, but I'll be praying for you and thinking about you. So knock them out. I've seen you knock them out. I saw you at Kroner's before. I know what you can do. So just have a great time, honey. Let it all go. And if in the Capri Theater, the address, I want to make sure I have this because I can never remember it. It's 2027 West Broadway. And this is in North Minneapolis. This is where Prince used to play all the time. So please come and share in this amazing music that many of you will say, I know those songs. And some of you will go, I know. Just come and you'll see why. Thank you so much for joining us, Kathleen. Take care of you.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to take a break and come back with our next guest.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It is now 9:21 here at WCCO. Welcome back to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. Our second guest is Paul Kyle. He's with the Minnesota Symphonic Winds, associate conductor and baritone player, by the way. This particular song is called Castles in Europe. It was really quite fun. So I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And it's by James Reese Europe, arranged by Chandler Wilson, from their October 2022 album. Now, Minnesota Symphonic Winds have the concert on November 3rd at the Wayzata Community Church. If you have never been to Wayzata Community Church, I tell you, they are wonderful. The congregation is wonderful. It doesn't feel like a church that you say, oh, I don't want to go into that thickness, you know, of a church. No, this is where people are happy and they give their souls and they come in with smiles on their faces. I'm telling you, it's fabulous. So if you get a chance, go and check it out. What was the raising voices part? I want to know about it because now the guest that is joining us is Paul Kyle. And Paul, I'm curious about the Raising Voices. I want to welcome you to WCCO tonight and say thank you for being a part of it.
Well, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. And yeah, the Raising Voices concert for us fits into our vision and mission as a community band to try to raise the voices of composers that are frequently underrepresented or need their voices raised up. So we've been focusing last season as well as this season, and in particular this upcoming concert, by featuring female composers, BIPOC composers, indigenous composers, in an effort to let their voices be heard for the rich knowledge and music that they've been creating.
Awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Now, I understand that you have a 90-member adult community band, and it includes performers representing all areas of the Twin Cities, like you just mentioned, as well as many different professions. That's so cool. And you've been with this for what, since 1970-something?
I've been with this group since about 2008, but this group has been around for decades. Since about 1978, and has just a rich history of musicians wanting to gather and make music together. Many of them are not professional music makers. They have other professionals, engineers, lawyers, technology, but they have one thing that unifies all of them, and that's coming together weekly to make music, which
right.
is just so wonderful.
So what about the genres that you guys will do in this concert on November 3rd at the Wayzata Community Church?
Well, that's a really good question. The band does all sorts of genres, from marches to overtures to special pieces written for the band. But this particular program, again, really focuses more on 20th century contemporary music, but music that's very accessible to the lay listener. And everything from a wonderful piece called She Dares, She Leaps by Erica Savano, a Minnesota composer who wrote a piece just celebrating the courageous things that women have done. So the piece has lots of wide leaps and daring tonalities to kind of express that. But then we have pieces by a Black composer, William Owens, called Quicksilver. And in that piece, William has emulated the iconic circus march from the Barnum and Bailey circus bands. And so it's just a fun toe-tapping piece. And then we go all the way over to Japan with a very well-known Japanese composer, Toshio Mishima, a piece called Three Notes of Japan, or Les Trois Notes du Japon. And it's very French-like in its quality, almost like listening to Ravel or Debussy, but it has just that touch of Japanese heritage and just celebrating the wonderful tones and sounds that bands can create.
You know, we have so many amazing organizations here in the Twin Cities that offer so music that is just incredible, just like the Symphonic Winds or, you know, the St. Paul. Oh, my goodness, I forget who what they are. But they, you know, that there are so many different small groups of those classical pieces, and some of them write new music. I'm just really excited about it. My family and I just finished working with the Minnesota Orchestra, and I have to tell you, I was in awe of all of it. Just so amazing. So when you are up there and you are engaged with all of them on stage, I just want to know, what do you feel? What happens to you when that moment and it begins, the concert begins?
Yeah, boy, that's a really good question. And you're right. I mean, what an embarrassment of riches we have here in the Twin Cities, whether it be orchestral or bands or vocal or ballet. I'm just struck at how artistic the area is and the opportunities we have. So I serve as both a performer in the ensemble, but also as the associate conductor. But whether I'm playing or conducting, the first emotion that comes to mind is excitement. The excitement to share with the audience and breathe to life a piece of exhilarating music and let them hear that, many of them for the very first time. I would be willing to bet that on this particular program for November 3rd, this will be the very first time people have ever heard these works. So it's exciting. And then there's just a moment of pride as well, to know that not only are we working to bring music to people's lives and enrich them and bring some joy, but also to raise the voices of these composers and to help them find a home in the greater musical world.
If people want tickets, are there still tickets available?
Absolutely, yeah. They can just show right up at the door at Wayzata Community Church, purchase a ticket, and come on in.
And how much is the ticket?
The tickets, I believe, are $5 at the door.
Oh, now we're talking. Great. Thank you so much for sharing that information. So, of course, there's probably a website that you have that people can learn more about you before they get to the church. So can you give us that website?
Yeah, it's www.MinnesotaSymphonicWinds.com.
Wow. Well, there you go. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about that. It's interesting that we have so much richness when it comes to orchestras or the chamber orchestras, you name it. It's so much that we can just hold on to, right? And so many that love the music that you are talking about. I wish I could be there that night, but I can't. Is it in the evening? I'm sorry. Give me the time of that. Is it 7:30?
Yeah, it's a 7:30 performance. And the other beautiful thing about the performance is that we're pairing ourselves with the Orono Wind Ensemble. So another part of our mission is to try to combine with high school ensembles and as adults let young people see that they can continue playing later on in life. The idea that if they can see it, they can be it, knowing that we as adults who are not making our living as professional musicians but doing other things continue to have fun making music in our lives.
It's amazing, isn't it? We are blessed to be a part of it. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Paul. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be on.
All right. Take care.
You too.
Our next guest coming up is one of my favorites, Rohan Preston. Here he comes. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everyone. Of course, I've already introduced you to our next guest. I just adore him. I think he's absolutely wonderful. He is the lead theater critic over at the Star Tribune, and we are so excited to have him anytime we can get him right here on WCCO Radio. His name is Rohan Preston. How you doing, Ro?
I'm well, thank you. I'm always delighted to gab with you.
We used to say that, didn't we? We used to say that. Because we do gab, honey. Sometimes we get lost and the clock is ticking and Jonathan looks at me going, it's time to take a break. Yeah, okay. We just have one more thing to talk about, right? So, okay, there's a lot going on in the Twin Cities and in the great state of Minnesota. I want to start out by asking you, do you also pay attention to all of the theater that is happening throughout the state of Minnesota, not just the Twin Cities?
You know, we want to. The short answer is that we don't do as much as we would like for stuff that's happening in Duluth and Rochester and St. Cloud. But we want to. And there's a lot that happens. And I mean, there's stuff that happens in summertime in Bemidji. Stuff happens at the Great River Shakespeare Festival in Winona. And we write about those. Like this past summer, I did a roundup of some shows that are happening all throughout the state, which was really, really nice.
Oh, nice. Can you tell us a little bit?
Yeah, well, you know, I mentioned the Great River Shakespeare Festival down in Winona. They were doing things actually going even beyond the state to American Players Theater, which is about 5 hours away in Wisconsin. That's interesting work there. We have a Commonweal Theater down in by the Root River down in Lanesboro, with where I've been. It's been a few years, but I've been down there and overnighted and seen their work. So there's theater all over, but it's a really, really excellent point you make that we want to and we should do a lot more with coverage of these shows and theaters all throughout the state.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing, the challenge for me. I worry that throughout the state, they don't hear much about the Ivies, right? We used to have the Ivies here in the Twin Cities, mm-hmm. and it was remarkable. I miss it. I miss it so much. And,
I know.
You know, it's a way to really just let Minnesotans know that we are doing great things, you know? So to have an Ivy presentation, which we know that was going on for quite a while. I'm just curious to know if it has hurt us with all the things that has happened with theater throughout the country. It's been very difficult with the pandemic and so much more, right? Yet, theater is still going strong, and I'm so grateful for that. We've lost some theaters. We've gained some theaters. Do you know,
right,
by any chance, how many theaters are in the state of Minnesota?
We you know, the last census we did was before the pandemic, and that was in the 80s in terms of professional companies. But your point is really well taken. Yesterday, I saw Scott Mayer, who founded the Ivy.
Oh, that's right. How is he?
He is well, and, you know, we were talking just about these very same things. Very same themes about how we miss kind of a central celebration, but also how we can somehow gather and take the pulse and the health of the community and you know, sort of diagnose where things can be improved and where things are thriving, basically. And so it was really substantive conversation, I should tell you, at the gym.
At the gym, where all things matter.
At the gym. But it was really, really substantive and reminded me that, you know what, we actually need to do an update post-pandemic on the health of the whole community, but also literally count how many theaters we have, how many professional companies we have now, compared to before the pandemic, and
right.
It's going to take some sussing out. But you know, of course, work is being done at Park Square now, but not Park Square Theater itself, but it's more like a rental house because Full Circle Theater is putting on Anonymous there. So it's an interesting question, and it's interesting, an important one for the health of our community. So that's something I'll be tackling.
Okay. I'm so glad that you gave us a little update on that, because a lot of people ask the question from out of town, right? In other like places in New York, they come here and they start finding out the incredible actors, singers, they start asking questions. Oh my gosh, you guys have so much, and we are blessed to have so much. Not just in the Twin Cities, though. It's also across the state of Minnesota. And I want to make sure that's clear, you know?
So. Absolutely. And, you know, like the Duluth Playhouse. I mean, you could, I keep naming names, and these are places that we have to get to. I don't know how, but we will.
I think you do know how, because if there's anyone that I would call first to find out, well, what do you think and how will we do it? It would be you. It would be you.
Absolutely. But I'm thinking in terms of just like the human thing about it. Like, you know, I mean, there are weekends when we have 5, 6, 7, 8 openings, and you could only do 3 of them. Right. You know, and so it's like, how do we do all we want to do? Sometimes my eyes are much bigger than my stomach, you know?
Yeah, but maybe talk to your wife. She's a brilliant woman. Get her out there, man. Come on. She takes 3. You take 3. There you go. And then you guys get to talk about it over dinner. Now, that might be an argument. No. It wasn't as good as what I saw. You know, that'll be fun, darling. That'll be fun.
It would be. I love that idea. I love that idea. But, you know, I mean, people complain because, you know, for 10 years ago, you know, we had a much, things were a little more robust in terms of the amount of people writing about theater, talking about theater and performing arts. And now they're not just not as many, frankly.
Right.
And so, you know, we've lost City Pages and The Rake and some of the smaller publications. And so it is a thing that's in flux and, in transition, and, we'll come out on the other end of it. I mean, of course, people in the industry in theater are always talking about how everyone says theater is not going to make it. And of course, they've been saying that for 2,500 years.
Right. So true. So true.
You know, but it will continue, and the good work will continue as well, I think, you know?
Okay, last comment for me. I am terrified that we will lose theaters, right? I don't even want to think about it. I've heard people say to me, well, you know, things in other cities are really hard and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, don't even talk about that here in Minnesota. We don't want to hear that, right? We want to go up and forward as much as we can. So that has been a challenge for me. I told my truth that I have that sense, you know, and like other cities that have lost so many theaters. It's been a challenge. Yet it seems to come back, and I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah, and, you know, I have to say that we have reasons to celebrate. I mean, artistry in Bloomington was on the fritz, on the bubble, if you will, a year ago, and now it's back. Spelling Bee there was a beautiful production, and they're just racing ahead. Right. So, you know, the city of Bloomington stepped up, and then their patrons and donors stepped up and helped them to a place that's steady. They, you know, there are going to be challenges. And what you've said is absolutely true. We read lots of gloom and doom from across the country, from L.A., from New York, from Chicago, about theaters in trouble, theaters canceling seasons and all of that. We don't have the same level here. So we're an outlier and are special. But it means also that, you know, things are challenging. And we, as special as we are, as remarkable and notable as we are, we have to be vigilant as well.
Exactly. If you ever want me to come with you to come and look at some theaters, you pray about it first, and then I'll let you know. All right, we got to go. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure having you, Ro.
It's so wonderful. And by the way, I think company is coming right up. So let's go to that one, and then we'll talk about it on the air.
Okay, you got a deal. Take care of yourself, okay?
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Our final guest tonight for Center Stage is Leslie Vincent, and she will be joining us in just a moment. If you don't know what who that voice is, I have to tell you, the last time she came on with me, we had a blast talking about music and the things that she's been doing. And her name is Leslie Vincent. She's a local musician is what they call her, but she's so much more than that. The History Theater is thrilled to partner with the incredible Leslie Vincent and Jen Burley Benz as they present A Night of Jazz, Broadway, and Pop. And that is happening on Saturday, November 4th.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back, everyone. Of course, I've already introduced you to our next guest. I just adore him. I think he's absolutely wonderful. He is the lead theater critic over at the Star Tribune, and we are so excited to have him anytime we can get him right here on WCCO Radio. His name is Rohan Preston. How you doing, Ro?
I'm well, thank you. I'm always delighted to gab with you.
We used to say that, didn't we? We used to say that. Because we do gab, honey. Sometimes we get lost and the clock is ticking and Jonathan looks at me going, it's time to take a break. Yeah, okay. We just have one more thing to talk about, right? So, okay, there's a lot going on in the Twin Cities and in the great state of Minnesota. I want to start out by asking you, do you also pay attention to all of the theater that is happening throughout the state of Minnesota, not just the Twin Cities?
You know, we want to. The short answer is that we don't do as much as we would like for stuff that's happening in Duluth and Rochester and St. Cloud. But we want to. And there's a lot that happens. And I mean, there's stuff that happens in summertime in Bemidji. Stuff happens at the Great River Shakespeare Festival in Winona. And we write about those. We like this past summer, I did a roundup of some some shows that are happening all throughout the state, which was really, really nice.
Oh, nice. Can you tell us a little bit?
Yeah, well, you know, I mentioned the Great River Shakespeare Festival down in Winona. They were doing things actually going even beyond the state to American Players Theater, which is about 5 hours away in Wisconsin. That's interesting work there. We have a Commonweal Theater down in by the Root River down in Lanesboro, with where I've been. It's been a few years, but I've been down there and overnighted and seen their work. So there's theater all over, but it's a really, really excellent point you make that we want to and we should do a lot more with, you know, with coverage of these shows and theaters all throughout the state.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing, the challenge for me. I worry that throughout the state, they don't hear much about the Ivies, right? We used to have the Ivies here in the Twin Cities, mm-hmm. and it was remarkable. I miss it. I miss it so much. And,
I know.
You know, it's a way to really just let Minnesotans know that we are doing great things, you know? So to have an Ivy presentation, which we know that was going on for quite a while, I'm just curious to know if it has hurt us with all the things that has happened with theater throughout the country. It's been very difficult with the pandemic and so much more, right? Yet, theater is still going strong, and I'm so grateful for that. We've lost some theaters. We've gained some theaters. Do you know,
right,
by any chance, how many theaters are in the state of Minnesota?
We you know, the last census we did was before the pandemic, and that was in the 80s in terms of professional companies. But your point is really well taken. Yesterday, I saw Scott Mayer, who founded the Ivy.
Oh, that's right. And how is he?
He is well, and, you know, we were talking just about these very same things, very same themes about how we miss a kind of a central celebration, but also how we can somehow gather and take the pulse and the health of the community and, you know, sort of diagnose where things can be improved and where things are thriving, basically. And so it was really substantive conversation, I should tell you, at the gym.
At the gym, where all things matter.
At the gym. But it was really, really substantive and reminded me that, you know what, we actually need to do an update post-pandemic on the health of the whole community, but also literally count how many theaters we have, how many professional companies we have now compared to before the pandemic. And that's going to, you know, it's going to take some sussing out. But, you know, of course, work is being done at Park Square now, but not Park Square Theater itself, but it's more like a rental house because Full Circle Theater is putting on Anonymous there. So it's an interesting question, and it's interesting, an important one for the health of our community. So that's something I'll be doing. I'll be tackling.
Okay. I'm so glad that you gave us a little update on that, because a lot of people ask the question from out of town, right? In other like places in New York, they come here and they start finding out the incredible actors, singers, they start asking questions. Oh my gosh, you guys have so much, and we are blessed to have so much, not just in the Twin Cities, though. It's also across the state of Minnesota. And I want to make sure that's clear, you know?
So. Absolutely. And, you know, like the Duluth Playhouse. I mean, you could, I keep naming names, and these are places that we have to get to. I don't know how, but we will.
I think you do know how, because if there's anyone that I would call first to find out, well, what do you think and how will we do it? It would be you. It would be you.
absolutely. But I'm thinking in terms of just like the human thing about it. Like, you know, I mean, there are weekends when we have 5, 6, 7, 8 openings, and you can only do 3 of them, right? You know, and so it's like, how do we do all we want to do? Sometimes my eyes are much bigger than my stomach, you know?
Yeah, but maybe talk to your wife. She's a brilliant woman. Get her out there, man. Come on. She takes 3, you take 3. There you go. And then you guys get to talk about it over dinner. Now, that might be an argument. No. It wasn't as good as what I saw. You know, that'll be fun, darling. That'll be fun.
It would be. I love that idea. I love that idea. But, you know, I mean, people complain because, you know, for 10 years ago, you know, we had a much, things were a little more robust in terms of the amount of people writing about theater, talking about theater and performing arts. And now they're not as many, frankly.
Right.
And so, you know, we've lost City Pages and The Rake and some of the smaller publications. And so it is a thing that's in flux and, in transition, and, we'll come out on the other end of it. I mean, of course, people in the industry and theater are always talking about how everyone says theater is not going to make it. And of course, they've been saying that for 2,500 years.
Right. So true. So true.
You know, but it will continue, and the good work will continue as well, I think, you know?
Okay, last comment for me. I am terrified that we will lose theaters, right? I don't even want to think about it. I've heard people say to me, well, you know, things in other cities are really hard and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, don't even talk about that here in Minnesota. We don't want to hear that, right? We want to go up and forward as much as we can. So that has been a challenge for me. I told my truth that I have that sense, you know, and like other cities that have lost so many theaters. It's been a challenge. Yet it seems to come back, and I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah, and, you know, I have to say that we have reasons to celebrate. I mean, artistry in Bloomington was on the fritz, on the bubble, if you will, a year ago, and now it's back. Spelling Bee there was a beautiful production, and they're just racing ahead, right? So, you know, the city of Bloomington stepped up, and then their patrons and donors stepped up and helped them to a place that's steady. They you know, there are going to be challenges. And what you've said is absolutely true. We read lots of gloom and doom from across the country, from L.A., from New York, from Chicago, about theaters in trouble, theaters canceling seasons and all of that. We don't have the same level here. So we're an outlier and are special. But it means also that, you know, things are challenging. And we, as special as we are, as remarkable and notable as we are, we have to be vigilant as well.
Exactly. If you ever want me to come with you to come and look at some theaters, you pray about it first, and then I'll let you know. All right, we got to go. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure having you, Ro.
It's so wonderful. And by the way, I think Company is coming right up. So let's go to that one, and then we'll talk about it on the air.
Okay, you got a deal. Take care of yourself, okay?
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Our final guest tonight for Center Stage is Leslie Vincent, and she will be joining us in just a moment. If you don't know who that voice is, I have to tell you, the last time she came on with me, we had a blast talking about music and the things that she's been doing. And her name is Leslie Vincent. She's a local musician is what they call her, but she's so much more than that. The History Theater is thrilled to partner with the incredible Leslie Vincent and Jen Burley-Benz as they present A Night of Jazz, Broadway, and Pop. And that is happening on Saturday, November 4th. And she's really quite remarkable. How are you, honey? Hey, Leslie.
I'm so good. I loved hearing that you said we had a blast last time we chatted. I agree.
Yeah, it was really fun. Thank you so much then. And I look forward to hearing you talk about psychedelics. Was that the Psychedelics With You song that we just played? Jonathan?
It sure was.
I really like that one, too. Okay, first of all, how do you decide what you are going to go for next? Because you are, you know, in demand. Seriously.
I really look for projects that I think will bring me joy and let me make the kind of music that's speaking to me at any given moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so the History Theater has been an artistic home of mine in the past. And Jen Burley-Bentz is a fellow artist that I've looked up to for a very long time. So thrilled to get to work with them and put together a night of music that has just really been speaking to me recently.
Yeah, I'm really excited that you added pop to this piece because you said a night of jazz, Broadway, and pop. And, you know, I'm a pop queen. At least I try to call myself that. I just love pop music. And you love all of it. You sing all of it. Do you also sing R&B? I think we talked about that.
You know, I haven't spent enough time in it to feel comfortable, but it's something I would love to do. I actually was just talking about this yesterday with a friend. It's a genre that I grew up with and I love. And I think maybe I love it too much to do it. Like I'm worried I'm going to do it wrong but maybe that will be next on my list to try to tackle.
Maybe it'll be me and you together singing a song. How about we check into that, honey? You know, because you might as well go for it if you want to go for it. That's how I am with pop music. I love gospel music. I love so many genres, even classical. Right? I have been practicing different classical songs, and sometimes I go, "Why am I doing this? it's complicated, but it's worth it, right? It's worth it."
Yes. It's all interconnected and it always helps strengthen whatever genre you're working in.
Yeah. So what has been your biggest challenge when it comes to figuring out the type of music that you want to sing, what additions you want to make? And do you ever go back and look at all that you've, all of the lyrics from different songs that you've sung? Do you look at it and say, okay, it's time for other music now?
Oh yeah. I have been kind of struggling with this question of, should I keep exploring all these different genres or should I really stick to one lane? And what does it mean to be like, you know, kind of that jack of all trades, master of none kind of expression?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if I'm never good enough in one genre? But then I just find myself so drawn to different musical expressions and different paths that so far I haven't really been able to rein myself in. So always just trying to challenge myself too, to like bring authenticity to what I do, right? So if I'm going to do a pop song, I want to bring the pop sensibility, same with country, same with folk, anything that I'm doing, you know, I really want to do the piece justice.
Yeah, but that's what you do. See, don't let anybody tell you that you shouldn't do it. And if you feel like you want to do it, try it. Even if you say to the neighborhood where you live, hey, you guys, why don't you come sit on my lawn? Or if they're in an apartment building, hey, let's gather together in one of these big areas in the apartment building and let's just sing. I just want to sing. And I want you guys to tell me what you think about some of these new genres I'm introducing myself to. Do it. Because what happens is you can step up and forward, not just forward, but up and forward. Mm-hmm. So keep going, Leslie. This is what you do. You know, don't worry about it. Just find the time to say, I'm going to sing an Aretha song. Let me see, which one is it going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And some people, because let me tell you something. I did, I don't do tributes. The whole thing with Aretha Franklin, when she died, it was 2 days after her death. And I was supposed to do a different show at the Dakota. And I called Lowell and said, hey, I really want to sing all Aretha songs in 2 days. So I did. And you're talking about difficult and challenging, but absolutely rewarding. And I grew from it. Just go ahead. Go for it. Go for it, Leslie. Come on. I've been hearing you sing. I've been listening to your music. Mm-hmm. And you can do this. Try it. If you don't like
really
it, you don't
inspiring.
Like it. But try it, okay?
Yeah.
Try okay, just one song. You know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, come on. Come on now.
So incredible.
Exactly, right? Yeah. Come on now. Come on now. Don't make me come over to see you perform. I have to stand up and go, she's going to sing an Aretha tune right now.
Oh, man. Okay. Next show I do, I'm going to put one in just for you.
Yeah, just one song or half a song, you know? Go for it.
Right. Actually, you know, it's funny that you say that because I was working on Natural Woman earlier today.
Shut up. No kidding.
Yeah.
Carole
Isn't that
King?
So funny when those things
Such
happen?
Such a great song. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
I sang that song, with Carole King. I mean, I couldn't believe Garrison Keillor said, you know, yeah, you know, Carole King's going to be on the show. And she wanted me to sing with her. Garrison said, yes, yes. And there it was. I sang.
Were you nervous?
With Carole King. Nervous. Girl, I was completely emboldened. My chest was all up and tight, you know. So there's that. But I had a blast and I learned so much from her. I learned so much from her in that one moment. So go for it, okay? If that's what you want.
That's incredible.
Go for it.
Yeah.
But don't keep yourself. Don't be stagnant. Don't just sit. That's not you.
No, I needed to hear that today, honestly.
All right, then. Call me. We'll do a song together. Okay?
Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
It is always a pleasure having you on. Once this is happening and people want to know about it, of course, what is the website? Is it History Theater with a T-R-E at the end .com?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. And then, of course, the sales of the tickets, how much are they? Do you know?
You know, I don't remember off the top of my head, but all the information's on the website. And
I just found it. I just found it. Tickets are $32 on the main floor and $25 in the balcony. For tickets, call the box office at 651-292-4323. Again, that's 651-292-4323. Oh, my gosh. I hope I get a chance to get there. How many shows are you going to do?
This is just a one-night-only event for the History Theater.
Okay. November 4th, yeah. Saturday.
Yep. November 4th, this Saturday, yep.
Okay. Knock them out, honey. I hope I can make it.
Okay. Let me know if you do. I always love seeing you around. So.
You too.
Thanks for letting me chat with you. It's always so nice.
It's always a pleasure. Take care of yourself, Leslie.
You too. You
All right.
Too.
Thank you to everyone who has stuck with us tonight. Really appreciate it. We love that you are engaged and involved. It is one of my favorite things to do is to be here with you. So thank you. Thanks to Jonathan Lowe as our producer from 7 to 9 p.m. And then, of course, Chris Tubbs, the producer for the 9 o'clock hour. It's been fun, you guys. I'll see you next Sunday, I hope. Good night. If you don't know who that voice is, I have to tell you, the last time she came on with me, we had a blast talking about music and the things that she's been doing. And her name is Leslie Vincent. She's a local musician is what they call her, but she's so much more than that. The History Theater is thrilled to partner with the incredible Leslie Vincent and Jen Burley Benz. As they present A Night of Jazz, Broadway, and Pop. And that is happening on Saturday, November 4th. And she's really quite remarkable. How are you, honey? Hey, Leslie.
I'm so good. I loved hearing that you said we had a blast last time we chatted. I agree.
Yeah, it was really fun. Thank you so much then. And I look forward to hearing you talk about psychedelics. Was that the Psychedelics With You song that we just played? Jonathan?
It sure was.
Yeah, I really like that one, too. Okay, first of all, how do you decide what you are going to go for next? Because you are, you know, in demand. Seriously.
I really look for projects that I think will bring me joy and let me make the kind of music that's speaking to me at any given moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so the History Theater has been an artistic home of mine in the past. And Jen Burley Benz is a fellow artist that I've looked up to for a very long time. So thrilled to get to work with them and put together a night of music that has just really been speaking to me recently.
Yeah, I'm really excited that you added pop to this piece because you said A Night of Jazz, Broadway, and Pop. And, you know, I'm a pop queen. I try to call myself that. I just love pop music. And you love all of it. You sing all of it. Do you also sing R&B? I think we talked about that.
You know, I haven't spent enough time in it to feel comfortable, but it's something I would love to do. I actually was just talking about this yesterday with a friend. It's a genre that I grew up with and I love. And I think maybe I love it too much to do it. Like I'm worried I'm going to do it wrong but maybe that will be next on my list to try to tackle.
Maybe it'll be me and you together singing a song.
Stop
How about
it.
That? How about we check into that, honey? You know, because you might as well go for it if you want to go for it. That's how I am with pop music. I love gospel music. I love so many genres, even classical, right? I have been practicing different classical songs, and sometimes I go, why am I doing this? It's complicated, but it's worth it, right? It's worth it.
Yes, it's all interconnected, and it always helps strengthen whatever genre you're working in.
Yeah. So what has been your biggest challenge when it comes to figuring out the type of music that you want to sing, what additions you want to make, and do you ever go back and look at all that you've, all of the lyrics from different songs that you've sung? Do you look at it and say, okay, it's time for other music now?
Oh, yeah. I have been kind of struggling with this question of, should I keep exploring all these different genres, or should I really stick to one lane? And what does it mean to be like, you know, kind of that jack of all trades, master of none kind of expression? Mm-hmm. Like, what if I'm never good enough in one genre? But then I just find myself so drawn to different musical expressions and different paths that so far I haven't really been able to rein myself in. So always just trying to challenge myself too, to like bring authenticity to what I do, right? So if I'm going to do a pop song, I want to bring the pop sensibility, same with country, same with folk, anything that I'm doing, you know, I really want to do the piece justice.
Yeah, but that's what you do. See, don't let anybody tell you that you shouldn't do it. And if you feel like you want to do it, try it. Even if you say to the neighborhood where you live, hey, you guys, why don't you come sit on my lawn? Or if they're in an apartment building, hey, let's gather together in one of these big areas in the apartment building and let's just sing. I just want to sing. And I want you guys to tell me what you think about some of these new genres I'm introducing myself to. Do it. Because what happens is you can step up and forward, not just forward, but up and forward. Mm-hmm. So keep going, Leslie. This is what you do. You know, don't worry about it. Just find the time to say, I'm going to sing an Aretha song. Let me see, which one is it going to be? Mm-hmm. Right? And some people can say, let me tell you something. I don't do tributes. The whole thing with Aretha Franklin, when she died, it was 2 days after her death. And I was supposed to do a different show at the Dakota. And I called Lowell and said, hey, I really want to sing all Aretha songs in 2 days. So I did. And you're talking about difficult and challenging, but absolutely rewarding. And I grew from it. Just go ahead. Go for it. Go for it, Leslie. Come on. I've been hearing you sing. I've been listening to your music. Mm-hmm. You can do this. Try it. If you don't like
really
it, you don't
inspiring.
Like it. But try it, okay?
Yeah.
Try okay, just one song. You know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
I mean,
come on. Come on now.
So incredible.
Exactly right. Yeah. Come on now. Come on now. Don't make me come over to see you perform. I have to stand up and go, she's going to sing an Aretha tune right now.
Oh, man. Okay. Next show I do, I'm gonna put one in just for you.
Yeah, just one song or half a song, you know? Go for it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Actually, you know, it's funny that you say that because I was working on Natural Woman earlier today.
Shut up. No kidding.
Yeah.
Carol
Isn't that
King.
So funny when those things
such
happen?
Such a great song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
I sang that song with Carol King. I mean, I couldn't believe Garrison Keillor said, Carol King's going to be on the show. And she wanted me to sing with her. Garrison said, yes, yes. And there was. I sang.
Were you nervous?
With Carol King. Nervous. Girl, I was completely emboldened. My chest was all up and tight, you know? So there's that. But I had a blast and I learned so much from her. I learned so much from her in that one moment. So go for it, okay? If that's what you want.
That's incredible.
Go for it.
Yeah.
But don't keep yourself. Don't be stagnant. Don't just sit. That's not you.
No, I needed to hear that today, honestly.
All right, then. Call me. We'll do a song together. Okay.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
It is always a pleasure having you on. Once this is happening and people want to know about it, of course, what is the website? Is it History Theater with a T-R-E at the end .com?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. And then, of course, the sales of the tickets. How much are they? Do you know?
I don't remember off the top of my head, but all the information's on the website. And
I just found it. Tickets are $32 on the main floor and $25 in the balcony. For tickets, call the box office at 651-292-4323. Again, that's 651-292-4323. Oh, my gosh. I hope I get a chance to get there. How many shows are you going to do?
This is just a one-night-only event for the History Theater.
Okay. November 4th, yeah. Saturday.
Yep. November 4th, this Saturday, yep.
Okay. Knock them out, honey. I hope I can make it.
Okay. Let me know if you do. I always love seeing you around. So
you too.
Thanks for letting me chat with you. It's always so nice.
It's always a pleasure. Take care of yourself, Leslie.
You too.
All right. Thank you to everyone who has stuck with us tonight. Really appreciate it. We love that you are engaged and involved. It is one of my favorite things to do is to be here with you. So thank you. Thanks to Jonathan Lowe as our producer from 7 to 9 p.m. And then, of course, Chris Tubbs, the producer for the 9 o'clock hour. It's been fun, you guys. I'll see you next Sunday, I hope. Good night.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.